Jesus continues his prayer for his disciples. We get a hint, or we see an insight into the situation of things, in the sense that what we are clinging to, what we are fighting for, is not an idea. It's not even a list of ideas. It's not a list of commands. But it is truth. One would imagine that all of the world would receive truth with great joy. And yet we see, even at the beginnings of the church, St. Paul the Apostle warning those to whom he is speaking that as soon as he leaves, there will be wolves that will come and pervert the truth. This isn't 100 years later, this isn't 200 years later, this isn't 2 centuries later, or 2,000 years later. It is in Paul's day already. And it reminds us that our battle, my brothers and sisters, is not one of flesh and blood, but one of powers and principalities. If there was no enemy to the truth, how easy would it be to proclaim it? People seeing that and receiving the truth, they now live in accordance with the truth, and their life and everything about it is ordered to life and happiness and goodness and truth. But we see that we have an enemy. Right from the beginning, there is resistance to the proclamation of truth. Jesus acknowledges it even in this Last Supper discourse. Consecrate them in the truth. I'm not asking for you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one who is in the world. How important that his disciples, that his church, that his believers be consecrated in the truth, that they abide in the truth, that they know the truth, that they operate in the truth. It's why it's so important, my brothers and sisters, that we possess within ourselves the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to lead us and to guide us in truth. If 30 random people are led by the same Spirit of truth, they will be led to be one. The Spirit of truth is given to us. We are consecrated in the truth. The proclamation of the truth is given. But we have an enemy. And that enemy wants to destroy that message, to destroy the message of the truth. Because the message of truth truly sets us free and reveals our worth and our dignity that we possess as sons and daughters of God. So be aware, my brothers and sisters, to know the gospel message is not an idea. It's not a list of ideas. It's not a list of commandments. The gospel message of Jesus Christ is truth, through which we can abide in truth, through which we can live in truth, through which we can live in freedom, not re-enslaving ourselves to sin and deception and lies and falseness. Know that clinging to the truth, possessing the truth, is an act of war. Not because we desire war, not because we want to fight, because there is one who wants to rob and steal the truth that you possess. so that you would be enslaved again, so that you would be bound again. So, my brothers and sisters, clinging to the truth, abiding to the truth, it's not just a simple matter of remembering it. It is something that we have to fight to keep. It's easy to destroy an enemy that doesn't know that they're at war with you. Let me say that again. It is easy to destroy an enemy who does not know that they are at war with you. Be very mindful that there is one who wants to rob, steal, and destroy this great gift of truth that is given to you. Be vigilant and be attentive, for we are at war, my brothers and sisters. Amen.